Okay, so welcome to summer solstice. And for those of you who are listening to this audio a few days from the solstice or a few weeks from the solstice, it's okay because the solstice is the birthday of the new season. And the information and the activations that you're going to receive through this audio are going to be fine to listen to whenever it's the right timing for you. And the first thing that I'm going to do is just sing a song for the four directions, just to honor them. I'm going to start in the north. Astrological North. We acknowledge, honor, and invite the ancient, present, and future keepers of the mysteries of the North, the place of Capricorn, of right livelihood, the element of earth, the season of winter solstice, when the nights are longest and the seeds are planted for the future. I am a teacher and counselor. I represent the circle of grandmothers and wise elders. I know what works and gets results. I build the structures that serve the next seven generations because I care about our future and preserving our planet and our resources. I earn respect because I'm willing to do the work, take responsibility, and get the job done. I'm an effective administrator of my domain.
You can tell them we have seats inside.
You can come on in.
You
want
to come in?
Sure.
And right now, the planets Pluto and the Moon just moved into Capricorn a few hours ago, actually. The Moon. Pluto's been there a long time. The keepers of the East. Ah, mitige wa ne yo he o shono henno henno haiya. The ancient, present, and future keepers of the mysteries of the East, the place of personal identity, the element of fire, the season of spring equinox, when the days and nights are equal length and the earth is vibrant and growing. I am a warrior focused on and committed to worthy causes and protecting what I love. I am an enthusiastic defender of the planet and the cosmic order. I am independent, adventurous, playful, courageous, and free. I can be a lone wolf, fierce and strong-willed when needed. Beware. Don't tell me what to do. Look out. Here I come. And the radical revolutionary planet of Uranus is in Aries for till through 2018. Now. Ah, mitage ho ne ho he ho no. Henno haiya, ya haiya, heya, ya haiya, heya. Welcome, grandmothers of the South. We acknowledge, honor, and invite the ancient, future, and present keepers of the mysteries of the South, the place of Cancer, of home, family, and roots, the element of water, the season of summer solstice, when the days are longest and the seeds have come to fruition. I love my home and family. I am committed to responsibly nurturing the seeds that have been planted, whether they be children, caring for the earth, or other creative projects. I am empathic, nurturing, and kind. I know how to love. Do you need anything? I love to take care of you. I let the children play and keep them safe. I compassionately open my heart to those I love to better meet their needs. I create a safe space for everyone. I am the Mother Goddess. And the Sun has just moved into Cancer at 6:34 p.m. this evening. And Venus, the Goddess, has moved into Cancer. We will just welcome in the East. Ah, mitige wa nehi o he o shono henno Hanno haya, ya haya, ya. We end at the beginning. Libra, we acknowledge, honor, and invite the ancient, present, and future keepers of the mysteries of the West. The place of partnership, relationship, the element of air, the season of autumnal equinox when the days and nights are equal length, and the many colors of the changing leaves remind us that winter is coming. I am your conscious equal partner. I seek fairness and balance in all my relationships. I'm a negotiator and peacemaker. I envision a world in peace and harmony where everyone's contribution is valued and honored. I am by your side. And we welcome the as above, the heavenly spirits, and the earth. And we welcome all of you and everyone who is listening. This is summer solstice 2016, and it's a pretty potent one because we have the summer solstice with the full moon on the same day. So the moon was full, exactly full this morning at 7.02 a.m. in Sagittarius. But it's going to, you know, the full moon, it's going to like appear full for a couple of days. And we also have the third exact alignment of Jupiter and the North Node. And even though this sounds like astrobabble at first, I promise that I'll translate it into English. But I like to invoke the energies so that they can be present, even if it kind of doesn't go in real well. So bear with me. We also have today Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune squaring. And so what we have actually is the most potent astrological signatures of 2016, highly activated and charged with the solstice energy and in exact alignments today. So it's a really, really, with the full moon, it's a really potent day. It's a really good day to set your intentions and to celebrate and to open your hearts to yourselves, to the earth, to one another, to better create community. And it's also a good day to just be really gentle with yourself, because when big light comes in, when we're activated with new light codes, it's very amazing and awesome, and it triggers our stuff that isn't in alignment with that light. And that's why at this time that has been prophesied to be this time of this great turning, of this great light coming in, of this great awakening for so many beings, we also see all of this absolute craziness happening. And for ourselves, the need to keep clearing whatever is needing to be cleared so that we can live as bridgers between heaven and earth. Because our job now is to be a bridge between heaven and earth and to let the benevolent, loving, helping spirits that are on the other side, to let them do their work through us. They can't really do very much of anything if we don't invite them, and they can't do very much of anything if they don't have our physical bodies to work through. And we need to be clear for that. So what I'm going to do is just do a little chart reading and talk about some of the most important points. So first of all, the North Node is conjunct Jupiter in Virgo. And I have on the floor here, for those of you, there'll be a photograph for those of you who are just listening to this. What you'll notice is that there's a triangle happening between Neptune, Jupiter, and Saturn. There's a triangle here. And actually, today, just for a few days, Mercury's in this, so it's actually a square. So it's a really potent sacred geometry. And it can be stressful, and because we're being asked to integrate a lot of different energies. So let me just, you know, talk a little bit about what those energies are. They're awesome, actually. Jupiter is the planet that is the teacher for the year, the awakener for the year. And and Jupiter is conjunct the North Node exactly today. And the North Node is our destiny, where we're headed. So there's this huge opening to assist us in shifting our actions, our consciousness, and our practices to be more in alignment with creating a world that is all about rejuvenation, restoration, awakening. So we live in a world that's been pretty much, you know, built on the principles of separation. And what's happening now is that we're coming to a time where the energy of unity and the energy of oneness is seeding into the planet and into us. And so the structures that are based on separation are unraveling in before our eyes, and we see that very dramatically pretty much all over the place. And also the structures in our own consciousness that are based in separation are unraveling, or you could say now they're dissolving so that something new can come in. And with Jupiter in Virgo, it is helping us to shift our actions, our practical ways of being, so that we can be in service to life, so that we can experience a renewed sense of serving the earth. Virgo is about bringing spirit into matter to be of service, to realign us to our sacred purpose and function. It's about honoring what is sacred, cultivating reverence for the divine, cultivating a practical way of being in service to one another and to the earth, and practicing ways that will help us to create a new story, but not just with our minds, with our actions, because Virgo is all about action. So that's happening this year. And what's also happening is that Saturn is square Neptune. And this is being amplified today because Jupiter amplifies. So with this little triangle here, there's like this ricocheting energy, like this. And it's really amplifying. And so Saturn is the guardian of the threshold. Saturn is a master of structure and form. Saturn helps us to build foundations, to define boundaries, to take on new responsibilities. Saturn reminds us of the value of discipline and helps us to crystallize our visions into form. Saturn exerts pressure to grow and offers us our wisdom that we've gained through hard effort. Saturn is about perseverance. Saturn is also about the earth. And when Saturn is squaring Neptune, Neptune is a spiritual planet. Neptune is the planet of the formless. So Saturn is the form, Neptune is the formless. Neptune dissolves whatever it touches. Neptune inspires us with new visions, new dreams, new ways of seeing things that are outside of our conditioned patterning. Neptune is that blissful, oceanic feeling of oneness, dissolving boundaries, bringing in the love that is that felt sense that love is real and love is all there is. Now, when Saturn and Neptune square, you can see that they're really different energies. One energy is about dissolving into the boundless, formless universe, and one is about bringing something into form. So when Saturn is out of balance in us or in the world, what we see is rigidity, dogma, oppression, depression, and particularly when Saturn is in Sagittarius as it is, we can see when it's out of balance, a rigid, oppressive focus on certain religious ideologies. And when Neptune is out of balance, we see addictions and an unwillingness to be willing to deal with the world that we've created, and escapism, and an unwillingness to bring something into form, because as soon as we bring something into form, it changes and it's no longer perfect. So when they are squaring, you see this tension around this, and it's interesting that we're seeing. What's made really clear is the amazing amount of addictions in our culture now, that we are a culture that is addicted to opiates. It's coming in to be cleared because we're waking up to it. And all kinds of religious extremism But the positive ways to work with this and what's the intent behind this is it's time for us to crystallize a new vision, time for us to commit to create something of lasting value that is of the spiritual realm. And it is helpful for us to move into realignment what is really deeply true for us in our hearts. And it's about dissolving our old beliefs so that we can create realities that are an expansion of our dreams. So Neptune can help Saturn by dissolving the rigidity and bringing in incredible intuition. And Saturn can help Neptune by being willing to work with structure and form and being willing to ground something. And the biggest way to look at this is that the spiritual realm, our spiritual teachers and guides and the angelic realms are intending to bridge themselves into our reality through us. We are Saturn, we are Earth, and the Neptunian spiritual realms are desiring to engage because we cannot create the changes that are required at this time with our minds. We are in a huge window of initiation and awakening and needing to really recreate the structures and the communities and the families and the governments and the schools and just the way we live our life and the way we connect with the earth and the way we utilize our resources. And we need help from our helping spirits in order to do that. And when we are in an initiation, it's all about opening up those doorways. And today, the solstice is a huge, huge doorway of awakening and opening. The Sun and Venus are in Cancer. And so the Sun is the life force. The Sun is the great fuel in the universe, and it's an activator. So the Sun is activating the mysteries of love and community and tending to one another and tending to the earth. And that is really being awakened today and for the rest of the season. And Venus is also in Cancer. The Sun at summer solstice every 26,000 years occupies a space that is called galactic edge. And at winter solstice, the Sun is at galactic center. Galactic edge, if you look up at the sky, is between the horns of the bull and the feet of the twins. And it's a very sacred part of the sky that almost all shamanic cultures have honored and paid attention to. So whenever there's a planet there, it's a big deal. And the Sun can only be there at summer solstice every 26,000 years. And so we are at the great turning. We are turning from a time of, we're turning into the beginning time of a new 26,000 years. And we are that team that has volunteered to come here to let the old ways surrender through us, through our efforts of releasing them, and open up to new ways of being that we don't really even know what they are. We're activating them, and we are asking, how can I be of service to you? That's Jupiter in Virgo. How can I be of service to you in a practical, grounded way? And we're opening ourselves to these new light codes, and the solstices and the equinoxes are initiatory windows. So galactic edge is a part of the sky that the Greeks called the Silver Gate, and they felt that this was the gateway. When souls are incarnating, they come through this gate. They come through Gemini, they come through the gates of duality, because this is a realm of duality. And it is a way of energy that comes into this universe that's from very far away, that's radical, revolutionary, avant-garde, that's about seeding the future with something new, birthing something new. So every summer solstice, this is being activated. And today, the moon is in Capricorn, because the moon is full, so the moon is opposite. And the moon is at galactic center, right now as we speak. And galactic center was called the Golden Gate by the Greeks, and the Mayans called it Hunab-Ku. And the Mayans and many shamanic cultures felt like galactic center was where the gods and goddesses poured their love and energy into our realm. It is the black hole. And so the moon is there at present. And so it's we are at this very potent cauldron of opening. And it is really great time because the sun is at its fullest. And Michelle Small Wright talks about that at summer solstice, when you measure the life force emanating from the earth, it's at its greatest. The earth is potentizing and giving off life force. And so whatever we intend is activated by this dynamic life force, and it's activated by these energies that I just talked to you about. This dissolving of the old structures, this dissolving of our beliefs, this opening to the spiritual realm, agreeing to bring something new into form, and making it all about being in service, doing something practical, being awakened to what it is that you are being guided to do that's a practical, grounded, new step in your life or a new step to benefit the next seven generations. And just small things like choosing to love, choosing to smile at someone that you don't know, choosing to engage together in ceremony, choosing to do the healing that you came here to do or to assist another person. These are much bigger than we realize or know. And it's really important to value that. The other thing that's happening today is that Chiron is conjunct the South Node. And, yes. And Neptune is conjunct the South Node. The South Node is our collective past. So we are dissolving and healing the collective wounds that we have accumulated over the past, particularly 5,500 years. We're all agreeing to do that healing work in our own lives, how it's affected us. And as we heal ourselves, we absolutely heal the collective. And that's really being activated today, too. So it's a very big, big day. So with that, I'm just going to complete with a very brief meditation. And then for those of us who are gathered here, we'll complete this outside. So if you could just breathe into your heart. And imagine above your head the beautiful, golden, radiant sun. And allow your feet to make a connection to the center of the earth, like a beautiful silver cord connecting the bottoms of your feet to the center of the earth. And just say hello to the earth. I'm connecting with the beautiful golden radiant sun above your head, the solstice sun. Breathe her in. Let her melt down through the top of your head. And breathe her into your heart. Let that warm golden light ooze down your arms and into your hands. And into your belly, and let those golden rays just melt down your legs, making a connection to the earth again. Returning your attention to your heart. Expand your heart space about 3 feet around you. And just ask, is there a message for me? Does the beautiful solstice radiant sun have a message for me, a blessing for me? And we'll just close our circle with an om and gradually move outside. And this is an om for everyone who's not here. An om of our love. Can't seem to turn this off. I am not fully